This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste is.
It's there. WebRadio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Advice Girl here at 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. How's everybody doing? I hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining me here. I'd like to say that this is my second time doing fabulous Periscope broadcasting during the live show taping. It's a lot of stuff. It's multitasking at its best, folks. Oh, that's right. But so, yeah, so if you in iTunes land, Podomatic land, my website land, are wondering why I sound a little scattery. It's because I'm going to be doing double duty on the air, but also answering questions from people on Periscope at the same time. I am a multitasking bandit, right? It's crazy. Okay, so for those of you listening and watching, I am the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, as I said before, and you can find all of the dating advice, fun times, advice, tips, interviews with celebrities, oh my god, what else do I do, workshops and everything else, on my website, which is thedatingadvicegirl.com. Again, thedatingadvicegirl.com. What else? I'm on a whole bunch of social media stuff, so if you're on it, you can find me on it, either under The Dating Advice Girl or Dating Advice GRL. So on Instagram, I'm at Dating Advice GRL. I'm on Twitter, same thing, at Dating Advice Girl, Dating Advice Girl. So no the and no I in the word girl. At Dating Advice GRL, YouTube.com/Dating Advice Girl, Facebook.com/Dating Advice Girl. I'm everywhere. Find me. Google search me. You'll find me. All right. So on this show, I actually had a really great conversation with a single person not too long ago, and she was basically saying, you know, Dating Advice Girl, do you ever have times when it's just not cool to be single? Because my whole thing is, I do try to encourage singles to embrace their single status and be happy, whatever status they're in. You know, I know a million people who are happy being single. I know a ton of of people who hate being single. I also know a lot of people who are in couples who hate being in a couple and like dream of the days that they were single, so they had, because they had a lot more freedom when they were single. So it's all about embracing where you are. So long story short, though, this single girl was like, you know, do you ever talk about the fact that sometimes it just sucks to be single? And I'm like, you know what? I usually don't, but I think that's really great, and maybe we should talk about that. How sometimes it sucks to be single, and guess what? What are some things you can do to make it better if you're in a single place where you're just hating being single and all you're seeing is couples frolicking in the fields and such, and you're like, is it just me? Am I the only one who's alone in this world? Whatever. I think we've all been there, single people, right? I think we've all been there at some point in time. And then there's sometimes, again, when you see couples and you're like, wow, I'm so glad I'm single, because I don't want to have to, I would not want to be on the other side of that argument in this fine dining restaurant where people are just airing their dirty laundry in public with other people. I know you know what I'm talking about. I think we've all seen it before. All right, so I have 7 ways to combat the single blues. Before I get into that, I just want to tell everybody again on Periscope who are watching live, feel free to ask me a dating question. I'm going to answer some dating questions later in the show, but if you do have a question, feel free to ask it. A little bit about me as well. I've been a dating expert for 8 years here in Los Angeles. I've been featured in Men's Health Magazine. I was on the Lifetime show Big Women, Big Love earlier this year. That was on Lifetime. That show was great. I did a workshop for the single women on that show. Oh man, I've done a ton of stuff. I've run singles events. I've done everything. Anything you can do with the single dating market, I've done it. Okay. All right. So again, we're going to give you 7 ways to combat the single blues, because we've all been there. I'm a single girl. I know what it's like. Sometimes dating sucks. Okay. So let's just jump right in. Number one, something you can do to combat the single blues, so to speak, hang with other singles. Okay. Funny enough, if any of you were on Periscope, that's a great question. I'm going to answer that in 2 seconds. If any of you saw me on Periscope last night, I was, 2 nights ago, the 3rd, not the 4th. Yesterday was 4th of July. On the 3rd, I was with a bunch of girls. A bunch of my girlfriends were playing Cards Against Humanity, which for those of you who have never played that game, run out and get it because it is super fun. Really, really fun. But so it was a group of both single girls and taken girls, but just a group of like 8 girls playing Cards Against Humanity, drinking wine, and it was like the best time ever. I was actually having a bad day before that, but when I got together with these girls, it was so fun, and it was like, oh my God, life's okay. So as a single girl, getting together with other single girls is a fantastic idea to get you out of that deep, dark, bluesy, depressive single state we sometimes can get ourselves in. Okay, number 2, what can you do to combat the single blues? Go on a date, right? Now, of course, hey, from Poland. Yay, Poland, hey. Go on a date. Of course, I'm a dating expert, so if you're not doing well in the single world, of course I'm going to suggest go on a date. But seriously, here's the deal. If you go on a date, it's one of those things where even if the date doesn't go really well in terms of this person being your life partner, your husband, your new wife, whatever, it is one of those things where you can kind of just get out of your own head. You're spending time with somebody new. You're getting to know somebody. You could use it as a practice date in some ways. I'm a huge fan of the practice date. What is the practice date, you ask? The practice date is basically, if you are in a place where either you're not meeting people that you're really attracted to, you're maybe in a place where you're not 100% like I'm on a mad dash search to find the one, go out with guys or girls and just basically go out and have a nice evening together. There's nothing wrong with that. Again, we're talking like first, second, third dates. Now, if it becomes something where you're dating somebody for months and it's still just kind of like, this is just practice, it is kind of leading somebody on at that point. Because if you're going out with them for months and months, there is kind of an assumption that it's leading to something. I say never assume. Having said that, we all do it. So yeah, go on a practice date with somebody to combat your single blues, because at least you're getting out of the house, you're meeting somebody new, hopefully you're gonna have a fun time, and if you don't, guess what? You went out, had a fun time, and did something different rather than wallowing in self-pity. Yay. All right, number 3, what can you do to combat the single blues? Make yourself better. You guys, we all are works in progress. None of us are perfect. As much as we'd like to think that we are, myself included sometimes, we're not perfect. So do something to make yourself better. Maybe there's something you've always wanted to do. Maybe there's a degree you wanted to get. Maybe there's, maybe there's a pottery class you wanted to take. And you know, it's just, it'd be really good to do something out of your comfort zone and improve yourself and improve who you are, you know, improve your credentials for whatever you do for a career, something like that. It's a perfect time. If you're single, you got a lot of time, right? You might have more time than you usually would if you're in a relationship. So why not do something like that? Perfect. Okay. I got a couple really great questions from Periscope. Let me stop the list real quick and answer those. What do I think of the dating scene in LA? Somebody asked, and that's a great question. I'm going to go ahead and say the dating scene in LA is just a whole bunch of everything. I'm not going to say it's good or bad. I would actually argue that it's the most interesting scene if you are not seeking something super traditional. So, like, for example, I grew up in a small town in Ohio. For me, if I wanted anything that wasn't high school, college, marriage, you know, all the things that society says we have to do in a line, in a linear way, if I wanted that in Ohio, great. If I didn't want that, which I didn't in Ohio, the small town I grew up in, because it's very traditional, it's great. It just didn't fit me. So if I wanted anything that wasn't traditional, that small town might have been a worse choice than LA is for me, if that makes sense. So for me, liking being single, liking dating and meeting people, liking a bunch of options, liking different people and different lifestyles, for me, LA is a great place to date. So I guess, you know, if you're in Los Angeles, for the person who asked the question, if you're in Los Angeles and you're feeling like Los Angeles is a harder place to date, you know, let me ask you, how clear have you been about what exactly you're seeking? Because that's what makes dating difficult in Los Angeles or any big city. I'm going to throw any big city into the mix here, is because there is a bunch of everything, like I said. You really need to be clear about what you're looking for, because if you're not clear on what you're looking for, you very well could end up meeting and dating and falling for somebody who has totally different dating objectives than you do. For example, maybe you're somebody who, you know, wants a monogamous, exclusive, one-on-one relationship, yet the last couple people you've dated have no intention of being exclusive with you because they just want to play the field more, or they're into, you know, maybe they're into an alternative lifestyle or something like that. It's really important to be clear, because in a big city, that's when it gets difficult, is when you're not clear about what you want. So then it's like, oh, I'm dating this person because they're hot or they're cute or I like them, but I don't really know exactly what their dating goals are. Be clear about what your dating goals are. You can weed people out better that way in Los Angeles or anywhere else. But yes, in Los Angeles, if you aren't clear about what you're looking for, it could be a bloodbath. Let's just be honest, okay? But seriously, though, this is where I get frustrated about it, too. You know, in a place like Los Angeles or New York or Miami or San Francisco or Chicago, there are a million things to be doing on dates. It should be a super fun, fantastic time to go on dates in a big city, especially because there's so much to do every night. I mean, I went out on a Monday night last week, and it was, like, the best time ever. So, again, it's really important to be clear about your dating objectives, but also seek other people that are on the same page as you are, okay? The other person who asked the question on Periscope, please ask that question again because I want to answer it. I forget what it was, and I need to get back to the list, but please ask that question again. It was great. Okay, so far, 7 ways to combat the single blues. That's what we're talking about, because everyone gets a little sad sometimes being single. I don't care how much you like it. I actually love it, but there are moments where being single is like, wah, wah, my bed is empty and huge and there's no one beside me. It's sad times. Okay, number 1 was hang with other singles. Number 2, go on a date with somebody. Number 3, make yourself better, improve yourself in some way. Number 4, on the ways to combat the single blues, meet new people, okay? I think that's a fantastic way to combat being single. You get out into the world, you meet other single people, not necessarily at a singles event, but if you're out, say you're into art or you're into music, go to an art gallery, go to a music event or something that you enjoy in terms of your interests, and you're going to meet a ton of other people. You're going to meet single people, you're going to meet non-single people, but guess what? When you meet people, you open your world and expand it to meet other people in general. So if you meet an amazing, like, group of people, they're all couples, you're like, oh man, see, Dating Advice Girl said, by the way, my name is Erin, but Dating Advice Girl said I should go out to this art gallery and meet people, and all I'm meeting is couples. Yeah, they're fun and great, but they're all couples, so, you know, it doesn't help me in my single status, but it might, because guess what? Those couples might invite you to their next get-together. At that next get-together, there might be other single people, and bam, there you go. Instant friends and fun times and more dating, perhaps, okay? Not that the objective should be to not be single, but I'm just saying if you're out there meeting other people and doing things you enjoy doing anyway, you're going to meet a lot more people, and that's great, right? So then if you're meeting single people, call up your single people like I did with my girlfriends 2 nights ago and be like, girls, let's just do Cards Against Humanity and drink some wine and let's just do this, okay? So there you go. Number five, get clear on exactly what you want. We just talked about that in the answer to the LA dating question. You know, if you're clear about exactly what you want in terms of dating a relationship, maybe you're somebody who doesn't want to be in a partnership. Maybe you're someone who just wants to play the field. Maybe you got married super young. Maybe you've been in, you know, a whole bunch of relationships, one after the other, and you just want to enjoy being single. Maybe that's the case. Whatever it is, great. Just get clear on that. Seek other people who also are in line with that, and then go for it. But just be clear about exactly what you want. Somebody just asked a question, do you date a lot? Meaning me. I guess I would say for the average person, yes. But yes. I guess yes is the answer. I do go out a decent amount. I wouldn't necessarily call all of the people I go out with people I'm dating. For example, everyone I go out with, I'm not intimate with, but I do go out with a lot of different people. Everyone knows what I do, so that kind of is wrapped up in my dating life too, because people are like, oh, she's a dating expert, oh, this will be fun, I'll use her as a practice date, or she's just a fun girl, I'll go out with her. So I do date a lot. I do go out a few times a week on things that could be considered dates. Sometimes I have weeks where I don't go out at all with people because I'm also a busy career oriented girl, so I'm always working on some new project or collaboration. So, but some weeks are busier than others, let's just say. Wink, wink. Okay. Okay. All right. So, number six, we're doing the 7 ways to combat the single blues. Number six, do something different. Okay. I forget, there's some amazingly famous quote that was like, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting the same result. That could be said here. Okay. If you're single and you're hating being single and you've hated being single for months or years or what have you, are you doing the same things that keep putting you in the sad place, the sad blues, single bluesy place, right? Is that the case? Okay, do something different. Do something that's uncharacteristic for yourself, that's maybe out of your comfort zone a little bit, right? Why not do something that's like totally different for you? For example, a company reached out to me not too long ago, a rock climbing company. Einstein said that. Thank you so much for saying that. That quote of insanity doing the thing over and over again. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. A rock climbing company reached out to me and was like, hey, we think this would be a really great date idea, which it totally is, right? Rock climbing, that's amazing. So here in Los Angeles. And so they were like, dating advice girl, come out. We'd love to have you here to try it. I've never been rock climbing before. I am a love sports. I'm an athletic girl. But for me, it was like, oh my God, I'm going to be on a rock and a harness and somebody's life is in my hands. Ah, you know, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to get out of my comfort zone and do this. And honestly, it was pretty fantastic. It was pretty fantastic. Shout out to them. Their website is Rock Climb Every Day, rockclimbeveryday.com. Shout out to Olga. Yay, Olga, hi. Anyway, okay, so the point is I did something different. I actually met some really cool people during the rock climb that I never would have met ordinarily because they're like, you know, rock climbing, outdoorsy, those kind of dudes and girls. And like, while I'm into that, I'm not as into it as they are. I'm so glad I went because I met some amazing people doing it. Okay, so do something different. That is the point. Do something different. If you're not happy with where you are, do something different to get out of it. All right, number seven, embrace your single status. Yes. Embrace your single status. So here's the deal. Like I said earlier, I think around number one, there's so many couples I know who, because I am the dating advice girl and I know I'm around a lot of single people and I get invited to like singles events and those kind of things, people confide in me a whole lot. And they tell me things like, dating advice girl, oh my God, I kind of secretly wish I was single. Like, you're living the life. And again, we all know the truth. the point of this is that there's times when being single isn't the best. But they're like, dating advice, girl, it looks like you're living the life. I'm so jealous, and I so wish I could be back in my single years and do all these things and stuff. So guess what? Guess what? I listen to those people, and I really do try to make the most out of being single, because guess what? When I've been in relationships, they've been great. And when I get into another relationship in the future, it'll be great. But in the meantime, why would I waste this time being single, hating it and loathing it and looking longingly at all these couples out there who I think are like amazingly happy but secretly hate each other? No. Okay? So embrace your single status. Make the most of it. Oh my gosh. So here we go. Just a recap. Then we'll take a quick commercial break. Periscope people, you're going to see what I do during the commercial break, which will be exciting. And for those of you listening, you'll see me. We'll be back on the air in about a minute or so. All right. So the 7 ways to combat the single blues. That is, if you're single and hating it and depressed about it, 7 things to help you. Number 1, hang with other singles. Number 2, go on a date. Number 3, make yourself better in some way. Okay. Number 4, meet new people. Number 5, get clear on exactly what you want. Number 6, do something different. Number 7, embrace your single status. Okay, there you go. Somebody just asked a great question. They said, something along the lines of, do you get lonely when you're single in terms of sex and intimacy? Yeah, of course. And so, but listen, very great question, because I guess, you know, there is an assumption, dating advice girl, Erin, like, she's just happy being single, like, she doesn't care about that kind of stuff. No. Don't get me wrong. I care. I care, but there is a level of, you know what, I'm still going to embrace this and enjoy this time, and listen, let's just go ahead and be real. We're all adults here, right? I hope we are. Uh-oh. Maybe we aren't. I'm just realizing some of the people watching might not be adults or listening. So, for the sake of under 18 year olds potentially listening and watching, we're gonna say that there are things you can do to fulfill the sexual desire if that comes about. Thank you very much. 26. Okay, we have at least one person over 18. but there are things you can do to satisfy yourself in the meantime while you're not in a relationship. Do you miss the sex more than the companionship while you're single? Do you miss the sex more than the companionship? You know what? It depends, honestly. This is my personal opinion about it. It depends on what the status is. It depends on what the relationship was. Maybe I just got out of a relationship. If that relationship and partnership was amazing in terms of companionship, but maybe not so good in terms of sex, I guess I would go companionship. If the relationship I just got out of was only about sex, then I might probably miss that. I mean, it just depends. I would say that the deepest connections I've experienced and most clients of mine have experienced had to do with the level of intimacy, like emotional intimacy and connection and energy shared. And that makes everything better, including connection, including sex, including everything else. So I would say that most people, when they're a little lonely in terms of single status, it generally is the energetic connection, the companionship, rather than just the physical act of sex. Having said that, people miss that too. We all miss that when we're not around it. Okay. So on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break, you guys. I'll be back in about a minute and a half. Stay with me, radio people and Periscope people. Stay with me.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. 2 for the price of 1. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Could it be that I fell apart?
You're back. I am the Dating Advice Girl. You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. And we're wrapping up the show with a dating question or two if we have some time. We have about 4 minutes left. I am doing this also on Periscope. Hi, everyone in Periscope land. This is the second time I've done the show both on the radio, on iTunes, on all the audio varieties, and then also double duty doing it on Periscope as well. So we're on Periscope. We just did 7 ways to combat the single blues, and we did all of those. Of course, you in Radio Land heard that because you're already listening to the show. Those of you in Periscope Land, I think you're still with me. I think it's the same people with me. And thanks for hanging with me. I know it's a long time. 30 minutes is a long time to do Periscope. I hear ya. I appreciate you guys listening. I love it. All right, so we're wrapping up the show. I have a really great question. Let's go to the dating question that I have to wrap up the show. So here we go. Dear Dating Advice Girl, how do I meet more people with common interests? Now, I feel like this actually goes back to one of the things in our list of 7 ways to combat the single blues when it's sad to be single, when we're like, oh, woe is me, the angst of singlehood. When you meet more people with common interests, suddenly your world expands and your social circles expand, and it's great, okay? So here are 3 things that can help you meet more people with common interests, okay? Number one, go to places you enjoy. We kind of talked about that. So if you're into, like I said, art type stuff, go to an art gallery or go to like a pottery class. Or my friend here in Los Angeles, I'm shouting out everybody, Paint and Sip LA. I think their website is paintandsipla.com. Basically, my friend Brandon, shout out to Brandon, does a class where you can paint and wine drink. So you're drinking wine, and he has a painting in the front of the room, and he's like, okay, guys, now paint the grass and paint a happy tree and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's really great. So I enjoy that. I go to that because I know him, and I've been to it a few times, like, with friends and stuff. But I've gone by myself before, and guess what? I go there, and you meet so many fun people. I'm going just for the experience, but you're there. It's a very social thing. So the thing is, meet more people with common interests. I'm at the wine and sip painting class. I'm guaranteed that most of the people, if not all of them in that class, are also very much interested in these kind of things. It's super friendly. Everyone's drinking. So, you know, inhibitions go out the window as well. And so in a nice way, in a respectful way, inhibitions go out the window. And there you go. And I might meet some people there. It's great. It's a very social thing. So how do I meet more people with common interests? Go to places you enjoy. You're going to automatically be in the mix with other people who like the same things you like. That's number one. Number two, how many of you out there are aware of meetup.com? I think Meetup is great. I am not endorsed by them. They did not pay me any money to talk about them. But I just think they're a really great source for finding just a whole bunch of a major factor to good dating is losing the compulsion to feel ownership of the other. I think that's a really great point. Thanks for saying that. I'll get back to that in 2 seconds because that's great. Meetup.com is great because there's a lot of activities and events and things you can find other like-minded people on meetup.com. So if I love tennis. I'm a big tennis girl. So, you know, I've looked at different tennis groups. Meetup.com is great. I search tennis groups, that kind of thing, and I find those kind of things. Number three, how do I meet more people with common interests? Be honest with yourself and others about what you want, what your interests are, and what your lifestyle choices are. So the minute you're honest with yourself about what you're looking for, then immediately you're going to start meeting people who match that, but also you're going to weed out people who don't match up with that. There you go. Be honest with yourself about it. Okay, so meetup.com, be clear about your objectives and lifestyle choices and go to places you enjoy. For the guy who answered that or asked that question, that's amazing. And yes, ownership is a whole other topic. Somebody said a great question of a lot of times with dating, there's a problem with claiming ownership of someone. I totally agree. And once you can stop claiming ownership of each other, there's so much freedom in that. And really, seriously, we can't even get into that now. There's not enough time left. I'm wrapping up the show. Stay with me, Periscope people. I'm going to say more about that in a second. But for those of you listening to the show, I am a dating advice girl from 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you next time.